God's Game, written by Chris Prentice. This book is read by the author, and I am Lynn Prentice, Chris's wife. Power Press, Los Angeles, California, powerpresspublishing.com. Recorded in the United States of America, all or any part of this book may be disseminated throughout the world without written permission, provided that it is not sold, but given for free. For information, contact Chris Prentice, Power Press, 6428 Meadows Court, Malibu, California, 90265. Telephone 310-589-2880. Fax 310-464-6973. Email chris@passagesmalibu.com. Copyright 2016, Prentice Trust of June 30th, 1998. Dedication. This little book is dedicated to you, who may still be wondering, who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? And what's it all about? A gift for you.
On April 16th, 2016, I will have been on this lovely planet for 80 years. People close to me ask what I want for my birthday. I have all I want. Instead, I want to give a gift. This is my 15th book. My original plan was to have my distributor provide this book to the bookstores and online booksellers to begin sales this month of April. Instead, I'm giving this book to you and to the world as a gift. You may share all or any part of it in any form, so long as provided free of charge. Now, it's 3:30 in the morning, that quiet time when the world is renewing itself. I'm sitting before my fireplace, watching the flames turn the logs into glowing shapes and strange images. The crackle and pop of the fire and the occasional shower of sparks is mesmerizing. The unburned portions of logs have created dark caves through which I can see the white-hot embers at the heart of the fire. And like many of our ancient ancestors over the 700,000 or so years since fire was first mastered, I'm staring into the flames, enchanted, seeing fantastic images, letting thoughts come as they will. As I sit here, half wondering, half dreaming, I find myself thinking what it would be like to be God. You know, the popular conception of God, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent, meaning all over, all at once. I'm startled at my first thought. Boring. There's no one to talk to, not on God's level. And even if there were, what's to talk about when everything is known, past, present, and future? There's nothing to do God hasn't done, nothing to see God hasn't seen, and nothing to know God doesn't know. And because God is a permanent fixture, it's horrifying beyond even the wildest, most extravagant thought I can conjure up. Eternal boredom. To my tiny human imagination, that situation is intolerable. I'm wondering what God would do in such a circumstance. The answer comes fully formed, as if I've swallowed a capsule with the information inside. I know what God would do. God would create a game to play. I can see it as if the game is laid out before me, as indeed it is. If it had come in a box, it would have been labeled God's Game. What God wanted to do, more than anything else, was to end the boredom, and not just for a little while, but for a long time, almost eternally. I say almost because it was going to be a game, and like all games, needed to have an ending. What God wanted, needed, was to have the fresh, exhilarating experience that comes from not knowing what's around the next bend in the road. Quite a feat when you know past, present, and future. What I imagine God wanted to do was to experience experience. That's what God's game will be about, the experience of experiencing. What God wanted was to experience the ultimate of ultimates, joy, rage, rapture, thirst, regret, embarrassment, guilt, pain, passion, love, wonder, happiness, cruelty, cowardice, degradation, hopelessness, sadness, hate, ecstasy, sickness, health, war, disgust, bliss, boredom, gratitude, reverence, loathing, longing, envy, disdain, devotion, fear, lust, terror, rain, peace, tenderness, snow, relaxation, excitement, panic, heat, heartache, betrayal, inspiration, satisfaction, defeat, freedom, winning, cold, disappointment, thirst, villainy, anger, desire, delight, exaltation, dread, losing, celebration, triumph, redemption, killing, water, failure, horror, hunger, loneliness, starvation, kindness, gentleness, affection, all the degrees of love, and one of the greatest, ego. God wanted to experience God in all the trillion, trillion, trillion ways that everything in the universe is experiencing everything in the universe. Isn't that what we're all doing, experiencing? We're all God. We couldn't be anything else. There was nothing else to begin with. So everything that came after God was, is, and ever will be all God. Not all of God, but all God. I began to think about the thought process that would go into the creation of the game. Of course, God could have just willed it into being with one mighty thought. But I couldn't do that, because although I'm God, as you are God, we have only a tiny bit of all the original God powers, and I had to think my way through it. I began by thinking what the game would be like, what it would have to be like for me, as God, to be able to play. So here I am now, sitting in front of my fireplace, thinking my way through the creation of the game, as if I am God. After 80 years on this planet, I have some information about the way things are, so I can imagine how it came about. To begin, there are two major problems. The first is my omniscience, my all-knowingness, actually, my consciousness. Remember now, I'm thinking my way through this as if I am God. So, as God, if I don't get rid of my ability to see into the future, knowing everything, the game won't be any fun. There won't be any suspense, no sense of mystery, no waiting to see what's coming, which is the whole point of the game. Of course, as God, I will have already looked into the future and seen what was coming, so I'll have to figure a way how to solve that most incredibly difficult problem. The second problem is that I will need a game board to play on. Again, the answer comes fully formed. I will solve both problems with one stroke. As God, I will create the universe. Instead of playing on the board, I will play in the board. Actually, I will be the board. The board will be made from me, and I will use up all of me in creating it. I will spread myself to infinity and to eternity, willing creation. Creation of what? Well, look around. That's what I will create, all that is. As God, the greatest deed I will ever do will be the creation of the universe. After that, everything in my new universe will be possible, even easy in comparison. My new universe will always be perfect. It will exist in a stream of absolute perfection, and everything in it will be alive. Universe is derived from the Latin words unus, meaning one, and versus, meaning to turn into. It means one turned into the universe. The creators of the early Latin language also conceived of God becoming the universe. Don't you find that interesting? The other major problem, the one about my omniscience, my all-knowingness, my all-seeingness, will be solved when I turn myself into all those little bits and pieces of the universe. My God awareness, God knowledge, God power, God creativity, and God consciousness will be spread out over the totality, each tiny particle receiving its share. And therefore, all my God powers, which are now concentrated and therefore potent, will be spread out over the entirety and will be so reduced in potency that I will only be able to get glimpses of the future and the past. And, wonder of wonders, every particle will be different from every other particle. There will be no two snowflakes alike, no two spiderwebs alike, no two raindrops alike, and no two blades of grass alike. Now that is some feat. Talk about diversification. It will be total. And wonder of wonders, every infinitesimal particle will possess a tiny portion of me. And every particle will be afloat in a sea of my consciousness, what we will call space, which is also me. In the creation of the universe, I will use up all of me. There will be no little portion left over with which to create mountain ranges, skies, galaxies, stars, black holes, or planets. Every part of me will be used up, and everything will be in its exact right place, always. I, speaking as God, certainly am not going to create a universe in which truly bad things could happen to me, because if one truly bad thing could happen to me, so could two, three, and more, leading to the possibility of destruction. That is not going to happen. That's because the entire universe will be made from me, will be me, and all will be one, me. As it is now, I am complete existence. In order for me to play, I will create a smooth, effortless flowing of events that will follow one another in an unbroken flowing. It will become known as time. Eventually, after 13.82 billions of years of time, from the moment I will turn myself into the universe, pure, pristine, and exquisite, and 4.5 billion years after planet Earth will come into existence, my creativity will bring forth thinking beings, you. Physically, you will be made of 93% stardust, and each of you will have a portion of all of my God powers and attributes. Most important, my God consciousness. You will be able to use that to imagine, to do, to create, and to destroy. I do not mean to destroy in the total sense of the word. That power will be left out. I mean to destroy in the sense of returning a portion of all that is to its original energy state. As for example, when paper burns, it will transform itself into heat energy, which will be absorbed back into the mass of total energy. Or as when someone will seem to die, the physical part of that person will remain physical, although it will change as it decomposes or is burned up and will change into another form. But the part of the person that is not physical, my consciousness part, which we will call our spirit or soul, will continue to exist. As God, I will create the law of evolution. That law will provide for the development of organisms along lines that lead toward ever greater complexity and consciousness, to manifest themselves as more of what they are made of, me. To give you an idea of what it means that each tiny particle of you will be me and will have a part of all my God powers and attributes, consider that an average thinking being will be made of atoms. How many? 7 followed by 27 zeros. That's more atoms than there will be stars in what will be our Milky Way galaxy. It's also a billion, billion, billion. Our sun will emit neutrinos, the smallest particles we will know of, and they will pass through us constantly. How many? 1 trillion neutrinos will pass just through your pinky every second. We will never see a neutrino. They're too small. We will only know they exist because they will leave footprints behind as they travel. Because each manifested particle will have a tiny bit of all my original God information, my God powers, my God consciousness, each one of you will know at some level what is. But because you may get caught up in the game, you may forget to take time to look inside for the information. So I'm going to provide you with this little book as a reminder. The moment I will create the universe, everything will be in its exact right place. Therefore, you will not be able to be out of place in the universe ever. Wherever you will be, that's where you're supposed to be. The only place you can be, doing whatever it is you're doing. That, all by itself, should bring you a degree of peace, knowing you're in the right place at the right time. Even though by being in that place at that time, you might stub a toe, or worse, you will still be in the right place at the right time. Furthermore, whatever is happening to you at that moment is perfect, as I am perfect, and it will be for your best benefit. There's nothing else that could possibly happen to you that could benefit you more. That's because of who you are. Acting on the basis of that will bring you great happiness and vast abundance because it is what will be. My God consciousness will permeate everything and everyone. Thinking beings will all be connected by it. The consciousness and awareness of thinking beings will be my consciousness, my awareness. My consciousness will flow through and be part of everyone and everything. All ideas will come from my consciousness, where all ideas and information will be stored, to be released at the proper time, when thinking beings need them and are ready for them. When we will need a new idea, our thoughts will focus on what we need to know. Then the flow will begin. The greatest honor one will have is simply to be part of the universe. And who I, as the universe, will honor with existence, who I will deem to be worthy to receive air, water, and the substance of the earth, who I will love and care for, you should not disdain, because it is me who you will be disdaining. Of course, I won't abandon my powers without a set of rules, actually laws that will regulate the game. If there were no laws, it would lead everything in the hands of blind chance, what we will call chaos. If something went wrong, there would just be oblivion, as when the lights go out. And because I am eternal, as my universe will be eternal, the lights would be out forever. A few words about chaos. Real chaos, meaning total disorder and confusion where anything can happen, will be an impossibility in my universe. Only complete order will exist. If anything less than complete order could exist, my universe, meaning me, would be in danger of destruction because anything could happen, including destruction. Therefore, chaos will not be a possibility. It will just be a word that we will use to describe things we don't understand. Because I do not want the lights to go out forever, into being will come the laws of the universe, the laws that will govern the game. As you might imagine, the first law I will create will be the law of conservation of energy. That law will provide that none of the energy in my newly created universe can ever be lost or damaged, only changed. That's because everything that will exist will be made from me, will be me. And I don't want to lose any of me. The next law will be only the very best thing can happen to us at any moment. There will be no other event that could happen that could benefit us in any greater amount. The event may seem bad, look bad, and feel bad. It may hurt us, take something from us, a prized possession, a loved one, a goal not achieved, a desire not obtained, or even the loss of a part of ourselves. But in the final outcome, in my universe, whatever happens will be of greatest benefit to us, and everything else in the universe as well. Because as God, I want to keep the game interesting, the next law will be the law of change. That law will provide that everything in my new universe will be in a state of constant change and constant motion. Everything except the laws, they will remain unchanging, at least until the game is won. Please note that it did not say won or lost. The possibility of losing will be zero. There will only be winning. It may take a long time to win, perhaps billions of years, but in the end, the game will be won. On the path to winning, it may sometimes seem as if one or more of us is losing, but that's just because some of us will not be paying attention. We will either have forgotten who we are, or we won't have taken the time to find out. That person will seem to be losing, but it's losing on the way to winning. The losing part is only temporary. And even what seems like losing is actually winning because of what we learn while we seem to be losing. Paying attention to the laws, working in harmony with them, will bring great pleasure, supreme happiness, great abundance, and the sure knowledge that everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Not paying attention to the laws will bring us pain, unhappiness, disillusionment, stress, anxiety, and hopelessness. Why? Because that's how we will be able to realize that we're off the path to winning. The next law will be cause and effect. That law will provide for a response to every change or action, with the response being in perfect accord with the change or action that caused it. Cause and effect will be a flowing of events, smooth, unbroken, flawless. Every change or action producing another, in perfect harmony, in perfect accord with the laws of the universe. There will be no real beginnings or endings, just a smooth, continuous flowing of events and situations into other events or situations. Life and death, for instance, will be part of one recurring cycle. They will effortlessly flow into each other in accordance with universal law. Everything in my universe will be part of one recurring cycle, and all recurring cycles will exist within larger recurring cycles, which will all exist within time, which will always be. Knowing that the law of cause and effect will require all that is to respond to us as we will be at every moment, we will be able to make changes or causes within ourselves that will produce the outer conditions, the effects, that are nearest and dearest to our hearts. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Would I, as God, create it in any other way? Would you? The next law will be the law of opposites. That law will dictate that for it to become light, it must first be dark. To become dark, it first must be light. To become hot, it first must be cold. To become cold, it first must be hot. To become short, it first must be long. To become long, it first must be short. To become dead, one must first be alive. And to become alive, one must first be dead. If it were not that way, it would be the only exception of my universe that did not follow the law of opposites. And the life and death cycle absolutely follows the law of opposites. So when that moment comes when our hearts stop beating, transformation will continue on as it has from our birth. The physical part of us returning to earth, the spiritual part continuing on as spirit. It will be like walking from one room into another and be no more remarkable than any other moment. As spirit, we may, after a period of adjustment and learning, return to our superb planet as another person, most likely emerging in the same family. At that time, we may not remember how we will have come to this planet, but we will surely know the way. And what we have done once, we can certainly do again. Because of the law of cause and effect, a rock thrown into a pond will make ripples every time. The bigger the rock, the bigger the ripples. Just as we will be able to depend on that to be true and never be disappointed, we will be able to depend on all the causes to produce the same effects every time. For instance, if you knew the laws that regulate happiness, following them will always produce happiness. Once we learn to master the game, we will know what causes will produce what effects. In other words, what actions to take that will produce the results we desire. In every situation or condition, by taking the appropriate action, we will be able to bring about any other condition or situation of life we choose. To become a master of the game, you will only have to observe and study what is to see how it works. As God, I will make many physical laws, laws that will govern matter, such as the law of gravity, a force of attraction that will hold celestial bodies in their orbits, and that on Earth will assure that things will fall down and not up. It will also enable us to see how much we weigh, something that for some reason will occupy a lot of our thinking. As God, I will create light, one of the greatest wonders of my new universe, and a law that will control the speed of light. That law will provide that light will travel at a velocity of 186,282 miles per second, no more and no less. That is 670,616,629 miles per hour. When a photon of light will leave what will be the sun, which will be 93 million miles from planet Earth, it will take 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the photon to reach what will be this spectacularly beautiful planet. Each photon of light will be a tiny packet of energy. Its energy will not be released until the photon comes in contact with an object, which will then cause the packet to explode, releasing its energy. For instance, when we will stand in the sun, we will feel its heat because we will be bombarded with trillions and trillions of tiny photons of light that will impact us traveling 186,282 miles per second, which will explode on contact, releasing their energy as heat and radiation. The photons of light that will enter our eyes will create color and form by stimulating the 126 million rods and cones that will be in each of our eyes. However, we will never see anything other than light photons. We will never see a tree or a horse or a cow, not our parents or our friends, not even ourselves. All we will ever see will be the light rays that will reflect off those objects into our eyes, where they will form images that will be received in our brains, which will form a picture. We will never see the objects themselves. And the picture will not be out there. It will be entirely inside our brains. It will only seem as if it's out there. When the photons of light coming from the sun will enter the Earth's atmosphere, which is about 300 miles thick, some of them will collide with molecules and scatter blue light, causing the sky to appear blue. It is interesting to note that light will not be propelled as when we throw a ball or shoot a bullet, but whenever light exists, such as when we strike a match or turn on a light or gas burns as a distant star, the photons of light will travel at that amazing speed of 186,282 miles per second instantly, no acceleration. Some of the photons of light that we will see will have traveled through space for millions or billions of years before they reach our eyes. Therefore, when we will look into the night sky, we will actually be looking back in time to when those photons were first created. The distant stars that produce those photons will possibly have become extinguished thousands or even millions or billions of years ago. You will never see anything in its original basic form because, one, you will only be seeing light rays that bounce off of it, and two, you would be seeing my original form before creation. That's not happening, because seeing my original form would be too much for thinking beings. Therefore, just by looking at something, it changes slightly from its original form to whatever it is you will see. As God, I will want us to know when we're on the path to winning or losing. So I will create all the variations of unhappiness, emotional pain, and joy. Whenever we feel happiness, ecstasy, exhilaration, peace, pleasure, love, wonderment, reverence, thankfulness, joy, or feelings like those, we will be on the path to winning. When we will feel unhappiness, frustration, hopelessness, avarice, hatred, greed, thoughtlessness, anger, revengefulness, ingratitude, emotional pain, or feelings like those, we will be on the path toward losing. Once we learn to recognize the signs of winning and losing, we will be able to make the necessary adjustments to our feelings, thoughts, and actions to remain on the path to winning. As God, I will make the path to winning more pleasurable, so I and you, as me, will be encouraged to follow it. A tip about pain. Emotional pain will let us know we're off the path to winning. Physical pain will let our bodies know where to send healing energy. To make the game even more interesting for me and for you, I will bring forth the law of free will. That law will provide for all thinking beings to do exactly as they please without reservation. It will be total free will, unbounded and without limitation. As God, I will want to be able to play the game and do exactly as I please. I will want to be able to experience anything and everything, which is why I will create the game in the first place. Therefore, you, as God, will be able to do exactly as you please. The more inventive you will be, the more you push out the boundaries of your experience, the better. But remember, the unbreakable, unbending law of cause and effect will also be part of the game. To make the path more interesting, I will create earthquakes, tornadoes, tidal waves, fierce storms, floods, plagues, viruses, drugs, hurricanes, flowers, alcohol, avalanches, sex, spontaneity, music, war and peace. I will also create one of the greatest, love. My greatest attribute is and has always been love. My whole universe will be saturated with love, permeated with love, because I am love. To experience love will be to experience me. Love will be the most pleasurable feeling we will be able to experience because it will be the closest one can get to experiencing me. Some there will be who will not experience love. Give them some of yours, as no one needs love more than one who does not feel it. The absence of love will be the greatest despair one will experience, meaning they will not experience me. In my most wonderful manifestation, I will also create one of the funniest, atheism. To be an atheist means I won't believe in me. Because it's God, I will create eternity within which to play. I will rig the game, which means I will tip the scales toward winning, because never to win through all eternity would be the same as losing, and I don't want to lose. What does it mean to tip the scales towards winning? It means that my universe will be favorably inclined. It means there will be slightly more light than dark, that the more favorable outcome will be favored over the less favorable outcome, that we will have a better chance of achieving our goals than not, and it means that everything will have a better chance of working out in our favor than not. Would I, knowing I was creating a game for myself to play, create it in any other way? Would you? At some point in time, we will all win in my new universe. We cannot lose. We will be indestructible children of a golden universe. We will be the universe, a part of it. We will be me. Remember that, and you will play the game differently, with more confidence, more love, more enthusiasm, more playfulness, with more of a carefree attitude, with more trust, and with more care for your fellow humans. I will especially like that. You might take more chances, be more confident. And why not? You will be the universe. You will be me. It will not be any fun for me if no one can appreciate what I will do, especially me. So the moment you will come to know who you are, you will also know what I have done, what you have done, and I will be able to experience that through you. What a thrill. When any one of us finally perceives who he or she is, it would be like opening the greatest gift of all time and finding out that we get to keep it forever. It will be the greatest experience of this or any lifetime. It will be one of my favorite experiences, which brings us to the object of the game, a way to win. So what will be the object of the game? For all thinking beings to become aware of who they are, using our free will, our intellect, our intuition, our perception, and our consciousness, we will finally figure it out who we are. Every single thinking being does not have to figure it out on his or her own. When enough of us have figured out who we are, a point of critical mass will be achieved, at which time everyone will become aware of who they are, and the game will be won. Hooray for you. Hooray for me. Hooray for us. That will be a time of such exaltation and ecstasy that it will create a climax of joy so great, so intense, as to eclipse even the moment I will create the universe. And instantly, all parts of me will come back together again in the sheer joy of unity, knowing we are all one. And so God spread himself, herself, to infinity and to eternity, willing the creation of all that is. Now we have a place to play and rules that govern the game, and the game is on. We can play. Welcome to the game.
Other books by Chris. Zen and the Art of Happiness.
Knowing how to be happy most of the time is an art. Once learned, your days will be happier and more joyful. You will bless the day this little book came into your life.
Be who you want, have what you want.
I have written this book so you can be who you want and have what you want. Reading it will change how you look at the world and how you respond to it. It will take you from where you are now to where you want to be. If you choose to read this book, you must faithfully do the exercises at the end of each of the 12 chapters. They will unlock your full potential.
The Laws of Love, Creating the Relationship of Your Dreams.
There are laws that regulate love, just as there are laws that regulate everything else in our universe. Knowing the laws will guide you unerringly to the relationship you desire.
The Alcoholism and Addiction Cure, co-author Pax Prentice.
My son Pax and I are co-founders of the world-famous Passages Addiction Cure Centers in Malibu and elsewhere. Read this book and cure your addiction to drugs or alcohol permanently.
The Little Book of Secrets.
Simply, the laws of the universe. Knowing them will protect and guide you.
The Alliance, not yet published.
This novel will not only give you reading pleasure, it will give you a behind-the-scenes peek at the powers that rule the world's economy.
Sober Place, not yet published. Co-author, Pax Prentice.
15 years in the writing, hopefully available in 2017. How to maintain and keep sober and happy. Just being sober is not enough. Sober and unhappy is a total drag.
The I Ching, Book of Answers.
About 10,000 years ago, there lived a great Chinese sage, Fu Shi, F-U-H-S-I. He's known only in legend, as writing and numbers would not exist in the world for several thousand years after he lived. The information was handed down for hundreds of generations in the form of a long poem. What Fu Shi did was extraordinary. He was able to perceive the life force of the universe. He said that everything in the universe was made of the same energy. Everything. He said that if you could see that energy symbolized, it would look like this. And he drew 64 figures comprised of 6 lines, either unbroken or broken, stacked one above the other. He put them in a particular order. Thousands of years went by, and in 1970, our scientists cracked the DNA molecule, the life force molecule, and discovered that the mathematical makeup of the double helix strands, which comprise our DNA, is in the exact same order as Fu Shi's 64 figures. If you take Fu Shi's solid lines and exchange them for ones, and his broken lines and exchange them for zeros, it is the DNA double helix in perfect order. It is also the binary system, the basis for all computer language. As if that wasn't enough, he used his system as a means of accessing cosmic information. His system has come down to us intact. It is the oldest form of divination known to humans. To know the future is one of, and perhaps the greatest of all gifts given to us by a generous, loving universe. It has been my life's greatest pursuit of knowledge.
The I Ching Workbook.
It's a book to record your I Ching answers, as you will want to go back and see how your readings turned out over the years.
A Tale of the I Ching, How the I Ching Began.
This is how I believe the I Ching was created. This little book is reported by people around the world to open the heart of the I Ching.
I Ching Wisdom, Volume 1.
Simply, the Laws of the Universe.
I Ching Wisdom, Volume 2.
More Laws of the Universe.
I Ching readings, interpreting the answers.
These are examples of readings and their answers.
I Ching life, becoming your authentic self.
Learn to live life as who you actually are, instead of living your life as who people and circumstances have made you out to be.